Kandice Mobley and Rohan Padier co-host the podcast Love About Town. Kandice, Rohan, welcome back.
Thank you. Hello.
So, let's catch up. Let's catch up because last time we talked, different world. It was not that long ago in a different world. Okay, so first, Kandice, at the time you were at a writer's retreat.
I was.
How was it?
I wrote a pilot. It is a very dirty pilot. Rohan has read it. Some of my friends have read it. Mm-hmm. And they just giggle and blush.
I'm biased because Kandice is one of my best friends in the entire world. But it was really, really good. And it's dirty. It's a dirty that I've never seen on TV before. And that's why I love it so much.
Without giving it away, can you just give me another detail on how it was dirty in a way that you've never seen before? Because that's pretty interesting.
Well, we're all aware of sexting and what that is.
Sure. Yes. Well, yes.
Yes. And let me be clear, I am not a sexter, but Kandice is. And the messages, the dirtiness of those messages, I mean, I had to, you know, have a dictionary to look up what some of those things meant.
That is incorrect, Rohan. No dictionary was necessary. You are a very smart man. You would have figured it out. Okay.
But the thing is why I liked it is because there are people who are doing this for real, like Kandice is, and those people need a voice. They need to feel seen and heard.
Mm-hmm. That's the representation that I'm working on. None of my other demographic info important. Don't care if I see myself, someone who looks like me. All that's garbage. Do people on TV sex the way that I sexed? And I am aiming to be the change that I want to see.
That's wonderful.
Okay, Rohan, you were talking about that you had started a relationship.
Uh-huh. And we just took our first vacation together. That's where I'm coming at.
Oh.
Well, where did you go?
We went to Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, great. That's an awesome place.
We stayed with a couple of her friends, and it was very, very nice, and it was very fun. Hung out with Kandice's sister.
Oh.
Also. Mm-hmm. We had a fun hang.
Rohan and my twin sister are now friends in their own right and don't need me around. They'll just hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were a twin. Did that?
Yes.
Okay.
Identical twin.
Kandice, do you and your sister do the, like, I was born first thing? Is that a...
She was born first by a minute. It was a C-section, so she was technically born 1 minute before me. And because of that, she got a bigger groom growing up. She always was like, I'm claiming middle child privilege here. Simply because a doctor was like, oh, there's a jumble of limbs. Let me yank this one first, so...
Harrison, that is the most beautiful and descriptive childbirth illustration
ever. Jumble of limbs.
Jumble of limbs. Let me get this one. All right. Let's play some games. We have some fun ones, as you know. So let's start with the easy one, shall we? This is an audio quiz called Coming in Hot. We're going to play you the first second of a popular song. And you have to guess the song or artist.
Oh, okay.
Are there extra points awarded if you know both? I just want to make sure.
I love that you said that. There weren't, but now there are.
Okay, yes. I want to beat Rohan if possible. That's the important underlying thing.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, let's keep track. Usually we don't, but you know what? Let's keep track.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, here we go. Rohan, you're up first.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's been...
This is a classic of my childhood. It is Bare Naked Ladies, and the song is One Week.
Yes, and yes, and woo. Yes, woo, and that woo, 1 second contained more story than a lot of things I've read and watched. Well done.
Oh, man.
All right, Kandice, here's one for you.
Okay. I know that that is from The Lion King.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know Elton John is on part of it.
Yeah, Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Elton Jim Rice, that. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. He sat down, pen to paper, awesome. That's fine. He speaks whatever language that is. Is it a language?
Yeah, he speaks Zulu.
Zulu.
Is that what it was? Okay, I didn't know what language it was. And I was about to sing, and I was like, this is going to be bad.
Is it Circle of Life? Is that the name?
Yes!
Okay, thank God. Oh, I need to know it because that was truly the only representation of Africa that I saw as a child. So I technically
important
have to know.
For that reason. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right, Rohan, this one's for you.
Oh, it's the bang, bang, na, na,
yes.
Na,
yeah,
bang,
that's right. Na, na,
great.
Na. Is it like, it's like a bunch of people, right? It's like Ariana Grande and like Nicki Minaj and a bunch of other people.
Jessie J?
Jessie J.
Yeah, I know Jessie J because I like that song a lot. It's on several of my playlists.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's part of my, I have a playlist that's called Rom-Com Self-Improvement Montage. Because it's what they play during the montage when someone's like, I've turned my life around. And you know what?
Yeah, it's time.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Kenise, here's another one for you.
We go together. That is Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
I
you got it.
Don't care that for me, they came out when I was older. So for me, it's children's music. That song's a bop.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, just to let you know, right now, the game is tied. Rohan, this one's for you.
Do you know that's where heaven is? Heaven's a place on earth.
Yes.
It's not like Belinda Carlisle.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
I won't let you say not. It is.
Yeah. It is.
It definitely
is. Oh, it is. Okay,
that
okay, that's
Belinda
who it is.
Carlisle.
Okay, we're getting into 80 seconds.
And,
okay,
and let's just be clear that once you hear that part of the song, you really have heard the next 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's just that repeating over and over.
All right, last but not least for you, Kenise.
I know it's Smash Mouth.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Yeah. You gotta get to the chorus.
Yeah, try to get there. Forehead. Hey now. All Star.
Yes!
Okay. Oh my god.
What a great job you did.
This is gonna reveal too much about myself, but I have a little, I'm gonna call it a bit that I do with my girlfriend where I will like look her in the eyes and I'll just be like, you know, babe, I love you so much and I'm so happy that I'm with you. And then I'll go to my Spotify and I'll play this song and go to kiss her.
But let's just pause. Hilarious. Next question. How does she react to that? She's like, ugh.
And no, at the, well, she laughs now.
And she laughs now.
And now. Now she knows it's coming, so she'll be like, oh, okay.
Here we go.
So there was no competitive moment there because you both did equally well and basically are at a perfect even tie. So we'll find out what happens maybe in the next game. Coming up, we'll play another game with Kenise and Rohan. But before the break, I have an announcement. Tickets to our finale taping at the Bell House have completely sold out. So we have decided to add a bonus penultimate taping on Wednesday, August 11th. And tickets are on sale to the general public right now. Audience members must be 21 years or older and show proof of vaccination. We'd love to see you there because that's seriously it. There are no more days left for us to add. So you can find more information at nprpresents.org. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.